Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 351 for Thursday, April 16th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Thursday morning, with the continued strength in the Canadian dollar behind some of the selling pressure. Canola was down $3 to $6, the July contract down $6 at $451 per ton. The Canadian dollar jumped sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart yesterday, following statements from the Bank of Canada. The currency was up again today and has now risen by over 2 cents this week. That firmer currency makes exports less attractive to international buyers and also cuts into the profits of domestic processors. Bearish technical signals and the large South American soybean crop also put some pressure on canola prices. On the other side, a lack of significant farmer selling did provide some underlying support as producers are turning their attention to spring field work. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market was another supportive factor. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly lower, although the losses there were all relatively small, as the grains and oilseeds were consolidating within a narrow range. Soybeans were down 1 to 3 cents, the July contract down 2 at $9.65 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were in line with trade guesses, and that was somewhat supportive, but the large South American crops did remain a bearish influence, especially as weather conditions in Argentina are expected to be more conducive to harvest operations this next week. Ideas that wet weather causing seeding delays for corn in the southern U.S. will lead to more soybeans going in the ground also weighed on beans. Corn did find some support from those same concerns, but held near unchanged, with the July contract down a penny at $3.81 per bushel. Wheat, it chopped around but was down overall in early activity, losing 1 to 2 cents. The July contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.87 per bushel. While some speculative short covering did provide support, weekly U.S. wheat exports failed to live up to expectations and hit their lowest level of the marketing year to date. The improving crop conditions for the U.S. winter wheat crop also weighed on wheat prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 16th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.